thought when you look back at the third quarter, the short early in the game, what did you notice on tape that maybe could have gone a little better there?
We just got to execute better. It was a play that we were happy about having called at the time that it was. It was one that we practiced, and we just didn't execute, you know, as well as we need to.
Is Le'Veon getting more chances in the short yardage? I mean, can he grow in that area so he gets some more touches?
Yeah, again, you know, Kerb does a great job with having a feel for those guys, and they're all doing a real good job when they get opportunities right now, and they just need to keep at it. But I think we feel good about all those guys in most situations. But short yardage, you know, with Le'Veon, you know, you got a 230-pound back that you're generally would feel good about getting the ball to him in those situations. We just, you know, have to do a better job of getting hats on hats and give him enough room to at least get the yard.
Totter, Antonio's frustration is getting the best of him at times.
I don't know what you're referring to. He was frustrated.
He told us with you earlier in the season in one of the games. He had a conversation with you. We talked to him, and then Mike told us on Tuesday that he basically benched him for that last series because he was frustrated.
I think that Mike addressed the him coming out of the game, and really I'm focused on Buffalo and moving forward, so coach addressed it, so I'll leave it with what he had to say on that.
Todd, you guys have been able to come back in games and put up a lot of points and yards, but the first quarter has been kind of a stumbling block. I mean, is there anything, I know you want to change that, but what can you do to maybe get off to a better start that you're not always playing from behind?
I don't know. We've tried a little bit of everything. You know, all you can do as a coach is you can continue to emphasize, try to come up with the best, the things that you think have the best chance to succeed early while still, you know, kind of forging your identity with the team you're playing and doing the things you know you have to do to win. But like I said, we've tried a little bit of everything. We need to just come together as a group and do a better job. You know, we've had opportunities. We got a couple first downs in the last game. And then get a sack and turn the ball over. So, you know, it's been one thing or another. It hadn't just been a thing. You know, we're trying to run the ball every time on the first play, or trying to throw it every time on the first play, or we've come out in no huddle. We've done a lot of different things, and we just need to continue to emphasize it, work together, and make it happen when it counts. Because the better you start, obviously, you can kind of get a little momentum, but at the same time, the bottom line is score more points than your opponent. And it doesn't matter when those points come, and we haven't done that enough as a whole.
Todd, sacks are up here, obviously, from last year, but they're up around the league as a whole this season. What would you attribute that to?
Well, I don't know. I can only, I'm worrying about us, and we need to protect better and do a better job of getting the ball out. You know, it's not any one thing there with sacks either for us. It could be coverage sacks. It could be, not throwing the ball away. It's a breakdown up front that you're not expecting. It's been a little bit of everything, but we just need to do a better job of execution across the board.
Why were you much better at that last season than maybe this season? Is it inexperience on the line?
Well, I think that we've had some moving parts, at multiple positions, running back, up front, tight end. So, that's no excuse, but I would think that it could lend itself to some breakdowns at times. But we're not going to treat it as an excuse, and we're not going to lower our standard. We need to be better. We need to protect the quarterback. And ultimately then Ben has to protect himself when needed, when he can. So we're working at that, and I think we're getting better as a group. I said it last week. I feel like we're on the verge of being pretty good offensively. It's just we need to put a complete game together, and that would include, coming out of the gates pretty good, scoring enough points, running the football efficiently. We really haven't played a complete game. We've been close. We've shown flashes, but we're starting this third quarter and second half of the season, and we need to start that process this week.
kicking or receiving in the third quarter here?
Pardon me?
Kicking or receiving in the third quarter here?
It's not my decision anymore.
The inconsistency you mentioned, it looks like you're more inconsistent than in Cape. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think there's been enough in all areas to be encouraged about, even with the some of the things we've had to deal with. But there's still been enough good things in the run game. There's been enough good things in the pass game, the screen game. You know, we've protected the ball at times. It's just we haven't done it consistently enough and in a complete game fashion, which I think when we do that, we'll look like we got a chance to be pretty good.
Can you talk about the progress Kelvin's made at left tackle? And is that a position that could be long-term for him, or do you think he's...
Well, he's our left tackle now, and any time any player gets an opportunity to get in there and start at a position, you know, we've heard all the stories, you know. Guys have stayed there for years and years and years, but, you know, it's his position, and we'll see what he does with it. But, you know, he's risen to the challenge in most jobs he's been given, and he's been a very good weapon, you know, or luxury for us, so to speak, in that you got a lineman that can play tight end, tackle, guard, and center, and you know, we'll see what he does with it. But you know, I know he's working hard, and he enjoys the challenge, and we'll see what he's got. But this will be a test this week.